Well, this hour, it's the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. And we kick things off with the business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. And this week's business of the week is very, very timely. We're about to open the door to March and spring, and you want to have some things done around your estate, your hacienda, your abode. And I've got some folks that'll do just that, the folks with Serve. We Serve, and Joe Connors joins us on the line from Serve. Joe, nice to have you with us.
Hey, yeah, nice to be here. Thank you for having us on this morning. Super excited to get to chat.
We're so glad you're the business of the week, and we are very, very excited to hear you talk about what you do, because I think we need your help, because it's almost spring.
Yeah, so...
Tell us about Serve.
So we do kind of high level, we do odd jobs around the house for you. So we provide an extra set of hands to help with things like yard work, moving and junk removal, cleaning, painting. We do wedding and event help. And we even have handyman services available now for people that need some more detailed work in their houses, tile work, things like that.
Indoor, outdoor?
Both. Yep. So we do a lot of, during the winter, we do a lot more indoor work. Indoor painting. We have a professional painting team in-house. All of our workers are in-house too, which is nice. So, you know, we know who we're sending to your house to help you complete a job. And then as we start to ramp up for the spring and the summer, we're getting a lot more requests for spring cleanouts, cleaning out garages, cleaning out basements, helping the community get organized and ready for the warm months.
Well, that's it, you know, and look, this time of the year, we're just getting little tastes of things. It's spring one day and winter the next, and we know how that's going to go, but we are starting to think about the outside now that we can see the ground and all. So give us an idea, Joe Connors of Serve, what the skill level is of the folks that serve.
Yeah, so we, you know, we have a really special program with Serve, where, you know, part of our mission is to elevate young adults meeting the needs of the community. So we have, you know, we have a range. Like I said earlier, all of our employees are in-house. So we know who we're sending to you to complete the job. But what that allows us to do is train people and supervise and, you know, provide growth paths. So we have, you know, we have some guys and gals with us who are more like basic skill level, doing a lot of, you know, the more basic labor jobs. And then we have, like I said, we have a professional painting team. So we have guys with us that are trained in painting. They do our interior, exterior jobs. We have some trained handymen who have been in the industry for years and years. certifications of all sorts. So kind of whatever job needs completing, we have the right person for it.
So we talk about painting. That is huge. And, you know, you look around the house and it's gotten battered by winter and peeling and all, and you're thinking of the options, and your inbox is getting bombarded. You're getting all kinds of calls. Hey, put this on the house, put this on the house, put this on the house. But, you know, sometimes there just is no substitute for a good paint job. Will you do whole house painting?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we, you know, and a full house job it's unique and it's special to every homeowner too. So we'll send out one of our guys to do an in-person estimate, a free in-person estimate for you. And, you know, make sure we really work through it thoroughly so the homeowner and Serve both know exactly what needs to happen to make it the best it can be. And then we'll get our paint team over there to get started on it.
Excellent. What about other types of work? Do you do gutters?
We do. Yep. That's a common one, especially this time of year. We do a lot of gutter cleanouts. You know, cleaning up the yards. Once all the snow melts, there's sticks and debris all over your yard. So we'll clean up your yard. We can prep gardens for the season, you know, redo the edging, remulch things, get that ready to go so it looks nice and pretty.
Are you landscapers as well?
Do I not use the L word? Yeah, we do landscaping work.
There you go.
But we're not a landscaping company. You know, we don't do routine lawn maintenance, but we will come in and help with landscaping projects, you know, removing bushes and shrubs, like I said, touching up gardens, cleaning out your yard.
Oh, good to know.
Things of that nature.
Good to know, you know, because look, we love our landscapers and they're all tremendously skilled, but sometimes you're right. We just need an old shrub pulled out or a new one popped in. And, you know, we're not looking to get into a long-term relationship with somebody to take care of the yard every week. So that's great to know. We're talking with Joe Connors from Serve. Tell us how we can find out more about Serve before we go on any further.
Yeah, so we have our website. It's weserve.com. So that's spelled WESURV.com. And hop on that website. It's very straightforward, very easy to navigate. We also have a phone number. It's 844-937-7667. If you prefer the phone to reach out to us, we have a lovely team of neighbor success associates who will help you out, get you all the information you need, and get you scheduled for a job.
And you're located in Newport.
Yep. Yeah, we are local in Newport. We are right on the corner of Spring and Broadway. And, you know, we've been serving Aquinic Island and the state of Rhode Island for over 10 years.
Oh, that's great. So if you're looking for interior, exterior work, if you're looking to clean out, everybody's got stuff, right? And look, you accumulate things after years of living in the same house, and you just need some people to help every once in a while, particularly if your thing has changed and you're by yourself and whatnot. These guys are the guys to call. And how long has the Newport office been around, Joe?
The Newport office physically has been around since 2020.
Oh, nice. All right. So you're well established for sure. That's great. Do you know how many workers you have, or is that how you work it? How large a labor force can you call on if need be?
Yeah. So during the slower months, you know, we're around 30 field technicians right now, the guys out doing the jobs. Come May and into summer, we'll be up in the 60 to 70 range.
So it's not an issue where we're going to hang on, wait for you to come on out. You've got people ready to work.
Yep. Yeah. We have a very great culture here. That's what allows us to get great people into work and, you know, train them. And, you know, our culture of just wanting to, you know, love your neighbor and build stronger communities really makes it easy to get good people in to do good work for the community. And, you know, we'll have the right amount of people. So when jobs need to be scheduled, we'll have someone there for you.
Nice. And are you hiring?
What was that?
I say, are you hiring?
We are hiring. Yep. We're looking to build out for the busy months. So on our website, actually, weserve.com, there is a tab on the top that says apply, and that has all of our application information. Anyone interested would love to have you check it out.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? I'm glad that you're our business of the week. Great timing. And we're glad to hear all about Serve. And we definitely want to keep you in mind. So give us your contact info one more time. First, the website.
Yep. So the website is weserve.com. That's WESURV.com. And our phone number is 844-937-7667.
Excellent. Well, hey, it sounds like it's going to be a great spring, and we look forward to talking to you and hearing more about you. Joe Connors from Serve, We Serve, and you are our business of the week, and I'm glad to spend some time with you. Thanks very, very much for being with us. It's the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, and it's a Chamber Connections edition with our friend Sandy Christensen from Chamber Connections. Sandy, nice to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bruce. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. We know we're going to talk to a group of interesting people. Tell us a little about Chamber Connections.
Okay, well, Chamber Connections, they're part of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. We're a networking group that meets roughly every 2 weeks, Friday morning, over at Innovate Newport. And we have about 30 members of various business groups, small business entrepreneurs from Greater Newport County that comprise the group. And we meet every 2 weeks. And exchange leads, talk about our businesses, ask for referrals, things like that, network, get to know each other from a business perspective and also from a personal perspective, get to become close friends with all these various businesses, which represent all sorts of categories, retailers, bankers, legal experts, real estate folks, financial advisors, me, a marketing person, et cetera. And we just try to help grow each other's businesses. And it's been going on now for 12 years. We're entering our 13th year. It's been greatly successful, and we're happy to keep it going with people like Dawn Ryan.
That's who we're going to meet in a second. And we'll find out more about Chamber Connections as we go along. But to be part of Chamber Connections, you just need to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. What else do we need to do?
That's basically your first step is join the Chamber of Commerce, become a full-time member there for your organization, and then you apply to be a member of Chamber Connections, which is the networking group I just described, and it does have some exclusivity to it. We only allow two businesses per category, so you don't get a whole bunch of, say, lawyers or realtors or marketing people like me meeting together. It's very exclusive. So any one individual can really rise above the rest and showcase their products and services and really help grow their business. So there is exclusivity to it. And there is a waiting list, too. You can't just, it's not just open to everybody. You got to wait to get in to cover certain categories. But
how about that? Well,
it's been super for the past dozen years.
We definitely have someone representing a significant category. So why don't we go ahead and meet our first guest?
All right. We have Dawn Ryan here, who is a senior mortgage loan officer from Citizens Bank. Welcome, Dawn.
Good morning, Sandy and Bruce. Thank you for having me. It's always nice to talk with the two of you.
Great. Well, thank you for being here. You know, I have a close affinity to Citizens Bank because Citizens actually lured me out of the Big Apple in New York City some 30 years ago to be their director of advertising. So I know the place you're working for now and everyone there. It's a wonderful bank, well-run, well-capitalized, and you are definitely an asset for them to have right now.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, I made the move just a couple of months ago. I've been in the industry over 25 years, was with my previous company for about 13, and decided it was time to make a move. And based upon the market, Citizens, you know, the strength of the company and what they had to offer for my customers, it was compelling. And so I took that leap of faith, and it was about 2 months ago, and it's been great.
Good for you. That's excellent. Now, give us a little lowdown on what you're doing for them. I know you're senior mortgage loan officers, but tell us a little bit more about the programs you're offering, your geographic territory, and, you know, the best type of customer that you're looking for.
Absolutely. So we are a national lender. I mean, we're a national bank, so we do lend in 47 states. I am focused primarily on the Rhode Island and Massachusetts markets. I do work directly out of the branches on Aquinic Island, but I can write loans in 47 states. So that, again, is a compelling variable for me because I do have longstanding customers that are relocating, and with a purchase being one of the most significant transactions in their life, it's good to have that continuity over the years. So I appreciate that opportunity to be able to offer that service. We do write every, you know, type of mortgage in that there's something for everybody. We write your agency loans like FHA and VA. We have jumbo products. We have conventional products. We have construction to perm. We have down payment assistance programs. And that was one of the other compelling reasons why I made the switch, is because in this market, we need to give our buyers as many tools in their toolbox to get their offer accepted. It's a really tough market for buyers right now. So when I was looking at one of the reasons to make the move, it was how many programs, how many options, how many solutions can I offer my customer?
Good. Now, you mentioned jumbos. Now, it's obviously for the larger purchases, more expensive purchases. What are jumbos going for these days? What's like the threshold now that the housing price market has jumped so rapidly in the past few years?
Well, are you asking rate or loan amount?
No, just loan amount, roughly. I mean, what do jumbos come in at? What's the typical loan for a jumbo mortgage?
Right. It would be anything above the conventional level. So it's really, it's a good point that you raise. It's jumbo programs, especially in Rhode Island, weren't as prevalent, but now because of the increased price point, it's, you know, a little bit more typical, and to be able to offer a competitive rate on that program is important. It's a higher risk loan. And, you know, one of the benefits of a bank is that, you know, we hold a lot of these loans ourselves. So we're able to, you know, get very lean on the pricing. So it's actually a very compelling program that we have. An interest only loan is another great program right now, because with, you know, the higher prices and the tight economy, you know, people are looking, you know, at a temporary solution to keep that monthly payment as low as possible. So to have an interest only solution, a temporary solution, is a compelling product as well.
Super. Now, what about like someone first getting into the market, the first time home buyers? I know that many banks and credit unions and other financial institutions offer seminars and things like that for first time home buyers so they can really grasp what they're getting into as they're probably their one of the most major investments they'll ever make, or at least their first major investment. Mm-hmm. Does Citizen go out and do these home buyer seminars or any sort of educational programs to help these folks or get them better acquainted with what they're really getting into?
We do. I am, because I've only been here 2 months, building my particular program. What I do offer at this point, having been in the industry again over 25 years and having that experience span different parts of the real estate transaction. I was a real estate paralegal. I was a realtor. I worked in title insurance. So I take that education, that experience, and bring it to my customers. I will meet with the customer in the branch. I actually met with a family, first-time homebuyers, at their home the other day. So I like to say I'm the DR. Those are my initials. I'm the DR of mortgages, and I make house calls. So
there you go.
For the time being, I will meet the customer wherever they're most comfortable. Sometimes I'll do a Zoom call. And we do have a very in-depth initial conversation where I outline for them the process, the do's, the don'ts, what to expect, what they can expect from me. So for the time being, I don't have an official first-time home buyer seminar, but it's definitely in the works. So stay tuned.
Good deal. Now, you've been with Connections for how many years now? Seven years. And you and I, we co-chair it now. We run the meetings these days. But give us a little your thoughts on how's that going for you? How's it been to, you know, when you were your previous employer, Embrace Home Loans, local entity here, and now with Citizens? How has the Chamber Connections helped you in terms of growing your relationships, your portfolios, your business, et cetera?
I'm part of other networking groups. What I love most, one of the things that I love most about Chamber Connections is the diversity of the different professionals. So there's really, you know, like I say about working at Citizens, if I can't do something, I got a guy for that. The same at Chamber. If, you know, I need to refer a customer to somebody, I have just this great big pool of professionals that are tried and true that I can confidently hand off that referral and not have to worry about babysitting it. So the diversity of the group I find is so helpful in my line of work. I've given a lot of referrals. I've received a lot of referrals. It's been nice to help other professionals grow their business. And I've always appreciated the opportunity to help referrals that come from other members of the group.
No, that's great. I think one of the wonderful things about Chamber Connections is that not only do we meet regularly enough, but we really get to know each other, mm-hmm. know each other's businesses, and it builds a real element of trust. And I think that's really important when we're looking, as you said, to refer businesses, refer to other entities that you might need to close out your deals, that there are people that you can latch on to for whatever products or services that they might offer, that you've built a level of trust that I don't think you get just looking through a Google search for a company that you might need or a service that you need. Chamber Connections really develops that trust between us all that we can keep referring people.
We have about 1 minute.
Absolutely.
I think that's great.
It is. And for some of these professionals, we know as much about their, you know, personal lives as we do their business lives. And it's really a tight knit group. Like you said before, not only are we professionals, but we're friends, and that level of trust stems from that type of relationship.
Yeah, that's great. Now, I know your family's heavily involved locally. I know your husband's on the police force at Middletown. Mm-hmm. Emily, your daughter, she's been a leader and mentor up at St. George's, correct, with the basketball program?
Yes. She's had a wonderful experience at St. George's. It's been phenomenal.
Oh, that's super. Well, great, Dawn. Thank you for coming on board with us here on WADK. And as we sign off here, why don't you give us some contact information? How can people get in touch with you so they can close out that major purchase and buy their next home?
Absolutely. They can reach me at Citizens via my cell phone, which is 401 401- 640-2510, or they can email me, dawn.h.ryan@citizensbank.com.
All right, super, Dawn. Well, thanks so much for coming on board with us. Have a great day.
Thanks again.
Thanks, all the best. And we'll have more Chamber Connections just ahead with Sandy Christensen. If you want more details on this program and all the Chamber services, just visit newportchamber.com. You can take a look at the Chamber calendar as well. The Business of Greater Newport here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. Welcome back. It's the Business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Chamber Connections, and Sandy Christensen. Let's meet our next guest.
All right, Bruce, thank you. We're continuing on a theme here, kind of on the financial services common denominator. We heard from Dawn Ryan over at Citizens Bank just a few minutes ago. Now we're going to hear from Dave Cooey over at Island Tax Associate and Coastal Financial Group, located right up there in Middletown at Wyatt Square. Dave, how are you today?
Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good to have you with us.
Glad to have you on board. Now, give us a lowdown on Island Tax Associates and Coastal Financial. What do you guys all offer, your products and services? I'm sure you've got nothing to do right now, given that it's tax season. I'm sure you're just laying around, hanging out. What are you up to?
Well, as you cordially mentioned it, yes, since we do tax preparation, we are here and we do anything from your basic tax return all the way on up to businesses and corporations, et cetera, like that. We're here to take care of the clients that need guidance and adjustments through the tax field that's out there. We like to pride ourselves on being accurate and right on target. Like the tagline says, we help you keep the money you earn.
Now, who wrote that tagline for you?
You know, it's amazing that you say that. Actually, I was bewildered a little bit and I'm trying to figure out how to come up with a good tagline. I contacted this marketing guy and he says, Dave, I got a line for you. And a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, that's my co-partner here, Mr. Sandy Christensen, who actually designed that from Black Diamond Marketing. He says, Dave, this is what you need to say. Here's a great, easy, right off the lips, easy to remember, easy to say, and it hits the point. And ladies and gentlemen, he's right.
Excellent.
Well, that's a great plug, Dave. Thank you. I didn't know you were going to go that long.
Turn away crowds. The line's out the door.
Yeah, let's go back to your business. Come on, talk to me about taxes.
Well, we do, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we do income taxes anywhere from youngins all the way up to older people, et cetera, like that. Unfortunately, those who make the grave that have to have their final tax returns done, we do that as well. We do investments. We do IRAs. We do 401s. We do Roth applications. But when it comes to taxes, and this is the time of year everybody always thinking about taxes, time to go see the tax man. Well, yes. But please keep in mind, don't shoot us. We're just the bearer most times of bad news. And we got to let you know what's out there. This is what we do. It's about income taxes and how we prepare them for you, make sure they're done right, accurate, on time, and easy for you to swallow.
Now, who's your best customer, both, you know, from a business or from a personal side or both? I mean, who's your ideal customer you're looking for?
Actually, Sandy, like you said it, both, because I'll be honest with you. I like the small individuals as well as the mom and pop type stores. So I actually have great clients, and I am not kidding. For me to just say one division over the other, not really. And I'm not going to kid you, not really. I like them all because I treat everyone equal. I try to keep everybody the same. And so for me to say one person's better than the other, I like my individuals as well as I like my businesses. Each one comes with a different challenge. We do not treat you like an assembly line. Everybody is special in their own way. So it's not just like your cookie cutter operation that you might find from other tax preparers around town, not mentioning names, but some of you guys know the big ones. But we're not like that. We give you the concierge service that you deserve.
There you go. Now, everyone or a lot of folks are trying to do or run their lives online, et cetera, as best they can and do everything through their iPhones, et cetera, or their laptops or whatever they have. Now, what's the real advantage with working with you versus going online and doing something, just fill in the blanks? What would you say your most significant pride and joy is in terms of what you can offer people?
That's a great question, Sandy. Great. I get that asked a lot. Dave, why should I use you when I can do something like this myself? Okay, you're right. anybody can obviously do anything themselves. Not kidding. You could screw in a light bulb. Can you do the wiring? Oh, not really. Can you solder a pipe? Well, maybe, but can you put in a hot water tank? You can nail a piece of two by fours together, but can you build a house? So with that analogy, what I'm trying to explain to a lot of people is what you get from me is you get a guy that has over 35 years of experience in this business. I can find stuff that you don't think about, you don't know about, and in a lot of cases, not advertised. So with the years of experience that I have and the schooling that I constantly have to go to keep myself up to date on all the new tax code laws, changes, et cetera, like that, you're going to get up-to-date news and everything else. And here's the nice part, ladies and gentlemen. Your kitchen table is not covered with papers all over the place as your husband or wife tries to figure out the tax codes, what's changed, what hasn't changed. And there's a lot of changes that are constantly going out there that you need to be updated on. And with no disrespect to anybody else in the businesses that you do, but if you're a carpenter, you stay up on that. You're not up to date on all the tax codes. You know, even right on down to the simple students who try to do their taxes by themselves. And I am not going to kid you. You've got a child that still lives at home that turns around, claims himself as a dependent, claims the child tax credit for himself or the college credit. Now, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, you've been defeated by your own child on tax credits that you might have been eligible for because he or she still lives at home and they're still your dependent. And yes, even though they're in college, they're your dependent still. So yes, you have the privilege to claim them as a dependent. And these are some of the things that I bring to the table. Years of experience, licensed to do this, and I've been around for over 35 years. Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
There you go. Now, is there any major pitfalls or things to watch out for that you warn people about or that they should keep on top of or keep really tight records of, like say their business mileage and things like that? Are there home improvements? Opportunities like that where you can get tax write-offs. Are there any major ones that people should be watching out for or just keeping track of?
Well, again, great questions to ask. And the answer to that question is very simply all of them, Sandy. All, and I sound crazy, but you mentioned, I'm going to hop on one right now, home improvement. Typically, and Bruce, this is also for anyone out there, you actually should hold on to all your home improvements, major home improvements. You might not be able to deduct them now, but if and when you ever sell your home, that goes against any capital gains on the property, saving you tax dollars. But all my clients are in business that are self-employed or whatever like that. It's a very simple way to track your miles and just be able to verify and validate those mileage when you go in to see any tax preparer, and he or she should ask you to show you the proof, show you a book or something along those lines. And again, this is something that I do spend with my clients quite a bit to make sure that all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. Just keep in mind, remember, ladies and gentlemen, I am your first line of defense against the IRS.
There you go. Now, I know Teresa, your wife, your wonderful wife, is involved in the business too. Tell me about what she does for you, how you work together, what expertise she brings to the whole party there.
Besides keeping me sane.
And we have about 1 minute.
There you go.
Thank you, Bruce. Keep me sane and keep me smiling. She actually does bookkeeping and payroll services here out of the office. So when my clients come in and they're a small business, we actually set them up with bookkeeping and payroll services if they so desire and need that. And we do work side by side with each other. And so a lot of stuff that she's able to bring to the table when my clients come in to see me and I need something like either payroll or what taxes are withheld on payroll services, we're not running all over the place and trying to find some of the other companies out there. No, everything is right here in-house. We keep everything in-house, and this way it's easy to find. And again, making your life, the client, much easier and comfortable to work with.
All right, good deal. Sounds like a great family affair there. So, Dave Cooey, Island Tax Associates up there at Wyatt Square. Give us some key information so people can get in contact with you, given that April 15th is not too far away now.
Well, this is true, but like Sandy said, for those of you who live in Massachusetts, it's April 17th. And for those of us here in Rhode Island, yes, April 15th. We're here now 7 days a week from approximately 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. All you got to do is call us at 401-846-4290. We'll book your appointment, answer your questions, see what we can do to help you out. And please light up those phone lines because my admin, she gets bored out there. She says nobody calls.
So, all right.
You're busy. Thank you.
We'll make sure it happens. Thanks again, Dave. You have a great day now.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right. And another chamber connection made. Sounds like a good group, Sandy. Very, very lively and a good group to be part of and worthwhile people. It's the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, newportchamber.com. Today it's Chamber Connections, and Sandy has everything connected up here. We're about to meet another Chamber Connections member. Go ahead.
All right, Super Bruce, thank you. We're continuing with our financial category theme here. We started off with Don Ryan at Citizens Bank for your home mortgages, and then we went to Dave Cooley for your tax purposes, tax needs at Island Tax Associates, and now we have Alan Kerr for the business side of things for Swipe for a Cause credit card processing. How are you doing today, Alan?
I'm very well. How are you, Sandy?
I'm great. Thank you for coming on board with us here. Now I know that Swipe for a Cause, I believe, way back when Connections was first founded back in 2011, I believe Margaret Wilcox, one of the owners there, was one of our first members at Chamber Connections. Is that right?
That is right. That is correct. I can remember when I first started with Swipe for a Cause, them talking about Chamber Connections all the time and how helpful it was.
Now you've taken on the mantle and representing the company. So you've been a Chamber Connections member for how many years would you say now?
I would say probably since I started going full time probably about 2015, I think.
Okay, so you're a veteran, we'd have to say then our parts.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so Swipe for a Cause. Tell us, you know, in general, how does that work? Credit card processing, because I don't think everyone knows how that works in terms of when you go to a store and you make a purchase. What's the process and how is Swipe for a Cause involved with it?
Okay, well, great. So Swipe for a Cause, every business who is taking credit cards takes credit cards through a processor, and Swipe for a Cause is no different. We're a processing company. We're a little bit different than we're a lot different actually than other credit card processors in that everyone who is works for Swipe for a Cause has had some experience with hospice, and that's what we do. We were actually a credit card processing company that was founded on the premise of supporting hospice of Rhode Island and surrounding areas. And I'm no different. My father had passed. I came back from Los Angeles to be with my dad in his last couple of years. He had congestive heart failure, and he passed on. He was my best friend, and he passed on hospice. And so I actually ended up with this company because I wanted to support hospice, and that's how I actually started growing from there. I was the vice president of a distribution company, and I met Andy, one of the owners, Andy Kennecom, and we went out for coffee at one point to get to know each other, and he had lost his previous wife to hospice, and we were talking back and forth, and I told him I was going to come work for him.
There he goes. Good deal. Good for you. Yeah. So let's kind of go through this typical credit card processing or credit card transaction. Say I go to a retailer. Let's take one of our Connections member, Charter Books.
Okay.
Write down this Steve Iwanski, the owner there, right down on Lower Broadway. Great bookstore, wonderful product, great variety of books. Say I go in there and I buy two, say, Gilded Age books about Newport that I'm going to give away as gifts to folks. And the total is $100. And I run my credit card. How does that work? What happens after that? I just assume that I pay $100. What happens after that?
Well, what happens is, so after that, well, the business itself has to work through a processor, which makes sure that the funds go through the whole process and end up in his bank. And there's a fee to that. And what we do at Swipe, and that fee is put on to the business owner. So, you know, if you're selling something for $10 and someone uses their credit card, well, it's a little bit more than $10, depending on what their pricing is. What we try to do at Swipe for a Cause, well, actually, what we definitely do is we beat all our competitors' prices. That's the first thing we try to do, is make sure that, you know, we lessen the burden, financial burden, for businesses on credit card processing. We've also developed platforms now where we can eliminate some of that credit card processing. Of course, that is like a courtesy fee or that sort of thing. Many people refer to that as cash discounting. So it's very advantageous for businesses to look into that. And then that's how it goes. So, you know, if you're a business and you want to take credit cards, as all businesses do, or most do, they have to pay a processing fee to make sure that that transaction goes through. And that's what we try to do. That's what we do on our end. And we try to do it competitively. And a portion of that, we help out locally to the local hospice. So,
and roughly, you know, what percentage would you say that transaction goes to hospice care?
Well, what we try to do, because, you know, there's so many, there's such a long process through, before it all actually gets back to Spike. But what we try to do, we make sure that a portion of our profits goes to hospice. So it's 5% of all profit goes to hospice. And over a long, over a period of time, it adds up quite well. And it's been a wonderful way for businesses to give back. And many, many people have had experience with hospice. So.
Now, you say that you know, you're kind of a Aquidneck Island, Rhode Island based. Do you go beyond that and search for other companies, other retailers, et cetera, beyond your area?
Absolutely. Many people across the country actually have heard from or found out about Swipe for a Cause, and they like the concept, and of course they like the pricing. So, you know, we have people all over the area, and that's what we work with everybody. And we do it in a very competitive and transparent way. Also, one of the great policies that we have, which other processors don't, is we have service agents in our areas that we have a company policy that if there's an issue or someone has a question or any of that sort, we have a system where the agent will reach back out to them within 15 minutes.
And that's that's great. That's customer service.
Yeah, it's one of the things that is missing a lot with other larger or bigger processors. Now, when I say that, we are backed by we compete with very large credit card processors because we're backed by very large credit card ISOs. So we're able to handle pretty much everything that comes our way, and we do it efficiently, and we have great experts behind us who back us up on everything. So I have a great experience.
Good. Now the actual machine, or I think you've used this term in our connections meetings, the terminals, the retailer usually rents those. Is that it? And are they locked into long-term rentals? And is there constant change in those terminals in terms of the technology and things like that? That happens?
Because that is one of the things that I love about our company. Our competitors lease terminals and they charge for terminals and that sort of thing. What we try to do is we try to, you know, depending on the situation, but for the most part, we try to make sure that we don't, that the client doesn't incur a cost on it, especially with the standalone terminals. We provide those for as long as you're with Swipe. We don't do leases on terminals because we find that to be quite a ripoff, actually. I can actually tell you a story about a client that just came with us because she had such bad experience with a competitor. She had a $400 terminal, might have been $400, around there. And she was stuck into a lease on this terminal at $175 a month for, I think it was 3 years.
So after 3 months, she's pretty much paid for it, but she still has another, 33 months to keep on going.
Exactly. So it was, it was just, she was so, when she found, she came to me because she was interested in Swipe for a Cause. And I started going through her paperwork and just seeing what she was paying with her current processor that she had at the time. And we found this lease that she was like, well, what is this under? I was like, oh my goodness. I said, I can't, but you see that kind of thing a lot. And it's just, it's awful that it's so hard. She's a diner, a small diner.
Right.
Know? it's difficult to run your own business as it is, and then to have to worry about someone doing that too. So it's right for a cause. We try to look out for the small business. We try to make sure that that kind of thing does not happen. And if we see it, we do the best we can to get them out of the bad situation and become part of this white family.
That's great. Sounds like you're a little bit of a white knight there for retailers that are getting gouged.
A little bit. I appreciate that. That's not quite a compliment. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, that's a good deal. Now let's get to connections. As you say, you've been there, you've been active, you personally, there since about 2015. How's that worked out for you? Give us a quick lowdown on that.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. It's like a family in a way, and I'm going to give you a story that I think will kind of show that.
Can't make it too long, though. I know Bruce
right,
is on a
quick,
timeline.
Quick story. We had a Chamber Connections member. He was having a difficult time. He had to go to the doctors, and he was having a difficult time getting a ride back home. And we all joined together outside of Chamber, just calling each other, emailing him, make sure that he got home and he was safe. So it's more than just passing business. And it's more than referrals. It's a giver's gain mentality. And we all just really, we're like a, you know, it's like a strong family. We're always welcoming new members. You know, it's a giver's gain mentality. I mean, you're looking out, learning about the other people, their businesses, and you're seeing how you can help them out. And as a result, you end up getting helped out as well. So it's a wonderful organization. And
good deal. That's the personal and relationships that we developed. And as I said earlier, the trust that we all have in each other and each other's businesses. Well, good deal, Alan. Thank you so much. Give us a quick, how do we get in touch with you? How, if we want to get Swipe for a Cause for our credit processing, what do we have to do?
Well, I think your best bet is just call me on my cell phone. It's much easier than calling the 1-800 number. It's 401-864-7380. And I'm always available and love to have that conversation with any businesses that need some help.
All right. Super job, Alan. Alan Kerr, Swipe for a Cause. And thank you, Bruce. We're over and out for Chamber Connections. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Alan, thank you very, very much. All the best to you. Sandy, thanks very much. Always good to spend time with you. Chamber Connections, find out details at newportchamber.com. The business of Greater Newport.